Today, President Obama expanded the Papahanaumokuakea Marine National Monument in Hawaii, making it the world's largest marine protected area. The move quadruples the size of the existing marine monument to more than 580,000 square miles, nearly four times the size of the state of California. Steve Giddings is the science coordinator at NOAA's Office of National Marine Sanctuaries, and he joins us now. Steve, tell us about this protected area. Where exactly is it?
The protected area itself is the northwestern Hawaiian Islands. So all the non-occupied Hawaiian Islands, which most people don't even know exist, so they extend for well over 1,000 miles up to the northwest of the main Hawaiian Islands that most people are familiar with.
And what is the importance of the area historically, culturally, environmentally?
As you can imagine, most of these islands are quite isolated, quite far from anywhere that's populated. So the ecosystems themselves up there are in quite pristine condition. So there are many, many species on these really remote places that are seen nowhere else in the world. Up to a quarter, or maybe even more than a quarter of the species that are out there are seen nowhere else. And we're talking here corals and sponges and seabirds and marine mammals and sea turtles and, you know, monk seals, some endangered species as well, are up there and depend on these habitats, these small islands and the waters surrounding them and the reefs surrounding them and the seamounts out there. They all depend on those as critical habitat for some part of their life or their entire life. So there's a really rich area with a high number of species found nowhere else in the world.
President Obama's decision to expand the Marine National Monument did receive some pushback a little earlier this year. In fact, I'd say significant pushback. I mean, we were looking at a couple of letters sent by members of the Hawaii State Legislature from both the House and Senate side there. And I've got an April 28th letter from Hawaii Senate President Ronald D. Cauchi, who basically wrote, accept this as a request not to expand the monument. And he cited a couple of reasons. One is that the fishing and seafood industry, quote, is an integral part of Hawaii's culture, identity, and economy, and that, again, this is from his letter, expansion of the monument would result in at least an 8% reduction to the longline fishing industry. And then he goes on to write, quote, nearly one-fourth of the waters surrounding the Hawaiian Islands are already designated as no-take marine protected areas, exceeding the 20% global standard for marine protected areas. The proposed expansion of the monument would increase the no-take zone to 67% of the United States exclusive economic zone waters surrounding the Hawaii archipelago. So basically, there was some concern there that this would or will have a profound impact on other aspects of Hawaiian life, culture, and economy.
I don't know specifically about those numbers or those. They do sound right as far as the area protected versus unprotected around the Hawaiian Islands. I will say most of the activity with regard to fishing and so forth clearly takes place around the main Hawaiian Islands as opposed to the northwest, partly because it has been closed for a good long time, more than 10 years now, around the islands themselves, which I have to say, from a scientific standpoint, really makes that place a unique location to be able to understand and study these hot spots of biodiversity and what a natural pristine place looks like in the world at a time when there are so few of them around. If you look at the community structure out there, say the animals and plants that live there, over half the biomass is at the top of the food chain, which is unheard of almost anywhere else in the world. There are very few places that have sharks and jacks and everything else like that in such abundance. So this begins to show us what a place that is unaltered by humans might look like, you know, if we give nature the chance to take control again in some places around the world. Mm. So while it is a high percentage of protected area for the Hawaiian Islands, no question about that, if you look at around the world, we're still at a very low percentage of waters protected.
Well, let me ask you one final question then. World-renowned oceanographer Sylvia Earle wrote an opinion piece in National Geographic today calling for a national marine park system that's similar to the terrestrial National Parks Service. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, if you look at acreage right now, there's actually quite a bit more protected in the oceans than there is in the national park system. That doesn't make it right or wrong. It's just an interesting fact. The challenge in addressing what Sylvia calls for there is how do you do it? How do you actually control and track visitation to marine protected areas in the same way that we do for national parks because we don't have entrance gates? And so we have to think of them quite a bit differently. But at the same time, think of them in terms of high levels of protection and tracking as best we can what the visitation levels are and what people are doing when they're there. It's quite a challenge to monitor places in the ocean the same way we might monitor them in the national park system. But she's definitely on the right track in terms of calling for us to address those challenges and protect places in the ocean as well as we do some places on land.
Well, Steve Giddings is the science coordinator at NOAA's Office of National Marine Sanctuaries, talking to us about the expansion of the Papahanaumokuakea Marine National Monument in Hawaii. Thanks so much.
You're sure welcome.